Ah, November, the time of year where you don't have to worry about your beer warming up too quickly. This is the perfect pour.
See, we gotta write that.
Death Star. Sunburns.
Death Star Sunburns. We're gonna do a Sunburns cover band, and it's gonna be death metal. Welcome to the perfect pour.
I love gold.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to discuss craft beer in a geek fashion for the next hour and a half or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to drink beer. We're going to talk about beer. We're going to talk about beer to look out for, beer we're caught drinking.
We might
listen to listeners say stuff to us.
Say stuff about beer.
We're going to do all those things. Beer. And we're going to have a guest this week.
Mm.
A fresh voice to the show.
Crap, that's who we left outside.
Oh, well, you better go get him. this week.
Oh, should we introduce him?
Yes, or make go
him,
ahead.
No, I just kind of wanted him to stay quiet a little longer.
Okay.
It's kind of nice, you know, don't talk. And we have Brian in studio. He's a Central Valley native, and you could say something now.
Hi, how's it going?
He doesn't drink beer, but he's here. Yeah.
I'm really more of a Smirnoff Ice kind of guy.
Whatever a Smirnoff would be called, whatever category that would be. Some sort of malt beverage category.
There is a Smirnoff in the drawer in there. So it's possible.
Oh no.
Aged for her pleasure.
It could happen.
Don't ask for something that we could probably provide.
If you caught the I Love Gold at the beginning, we have a fresh beer in front of our faces. McKellar, Beer Geek, one of the Beer Geek series, McKellar Breakfast Oatmeal Stout, brewed with coffee. I want to say we've had one of these on the show before.
Did you say stout?
Yeah. It's all stout season now. Boring.
Best part about November. Stout season.
Norway's McKellar, soon to be in San Diego.
We have had that before.
Yeah. So that is what's in front of us. That's what I'm.
Is this breakfast or brunch? Smell. I missed what you were saying. I really
it's this one's breakfast, so that's, I don't know if they have a brunch series.
They do have.
I just
saw it on.
Oh, okay. I thought that.
No, there really is a brunch. Yeah.
All right.
Don't doubt me and my stout knowledge.
Ah, sorry, stout boy.
How dare you?
Stout boy, come here.
Stout boy. Sounds like a terrible Simpsons superhero.
Yeah, you got to have, I think IPA man's got to be like the main guy and stout boy's his little.
Why?
Well, because there's boy. I've already came up with boy.
Damn it.
He can't be the top guy.
Walked into
the. Can't have IPA man be like the sidekick.
Yeah, because, you know. If you have boy, the only person that could be a sidekick could be like, you know, IPA infant.
Like, yeah.
You got to go down.
Stout boy and IPA infant. Man, I'm not so sure about this.
IPA baby.
This
chalky, huh?
This McKellar. Yeah.
Lots of.
Chalky is a good description.
Even how the beer is like sticking to the inside of the bottle even looks weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't remember viscous. This being like this.
It's viscous.
I don't remember it being like this.
It's. Words. It's viscous, but not in a, I don't know, it's like it's sticking to the back of my throat type of thing.
What viscous things do?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I've had viscous stouts that don't hit like that, though.
To me, it's kind of ashy.
Notes of ash.
Notes of ash.
Not ash.
I'm getting notes of ash.
The ash notes.
So there was that. And then before our tailgating beers... If you're a patron, you would have been hearing us tailgate for the show. And who doesn't tailgate for a podcast? From New York, Three Heads Brewing.
Oh.
The kind.
The dumper, huh?
IPA. And we all dumped in it. We have a dump pint glass because we don't do a lot of dumping here. So we only need a pint glass. And oh, and it's a Lagunitas pint glass. And we all dumped on that one. So I don't know. We don't know how old it was. It was sent to, I think, I want to say Mike Cruz had this in his box and just gave it to us. But so we don't really know how it got here or how old it was. So, but we ain't got time for that.
We ain't got time for shitty beer.
And we dug into our New Glarus cache and from Beer with Friends podcast, and we had a Totally Naked from New Glarus.
Yeah,
and that's one where they didn't lie. The description is apropos. It was, what was it, two row? You said
it said two row some hops lager.
It was real clean and basic. If you like your beer like that,
then yeah,
I like my beer like I like my women.
If you eventually want to get drunk on a whole lot of nothing, drink that beer.
That'd be a good beer to add things to, to figure out if you could brew a beer.
Yeah, no, that'd be perfect. Yeah,
like what would a beer with two row be like if I added hops?
A viscous malt to it.
More two row? Would that be a
double two row? Double dry hop two row.
Double dry grain.
We also had another row. New Glarus. This one, it's their apple ale. And that was like an apple ale. It tasted like a Martinelli's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got reminded of New Year's when I was having it. I was like, oh, what are my New Year's plans this year?
Is it 2016?
Did I miss it?
And then we also had a Stone Coffee Milk Stout. Stone Brewing's Coffee Milk Stout.
Yes.
Roasted ale roasted with roasted coffee
beans. The fridge seems to be exploding with the coffee stouts and porters right now.
Must be the season, I guess.
Is the
now I got to wait it out until March or something when the sessions start coming back.
Suck it, Trebek.
It's Nick's time of year. So there you go. You're all caught up on our drinking. So we have a noob on the show. So you have to be, you have to go through the hazing.
And interrogation time.
That hazing includes what was your first beer you had
ever.
What was, if you drank bad beer before craft beer, you got to tell us what was your go-to, and then what your gateway beer to the real world.
Other when it opened up to you.
Okay.
Life started. Life started, as we call it.
Yeah.
There we go. My dad actually stopped drinking when I was a year and a half old, and so all he drank was O'Doul's growing up. So that was actually the first beer I ever drank was an O'Doul's when I was about... I grabbed a hold of it when I was about 7 or 8, I believe. And so, yeah, I started out with, you know, the
They least... say there's got to be some minute percentage of alcohol in
right,
those.
Right, right. And then I would say probably my gateway beer was... I can't remember which one of the three was the first, but it was either Sam Adams, just a Boston Lager, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, or Rogue Dead Guy Ale.
Oh, Dead Guy.
Rogue would at least be something newer by probably about 10 years, as far as...
Yeah, Sierra Nevada is, I think, the most common.
Yeah.
That was mine, and... But yeah, Boston Lager. I mean, it kind of has to be like it's one that's always everywhere.
Yeah,
especially before the change of all craft beer.
Yeah. Well, I remember getting Rogue Dead Guy Ale at Mary's Liquor when I lived in Oklahoma, and I moved out here in 2004. So it had to have been sometime in that 2002 to 2004 period when I used to get it. So,
like, I wonder. You always still see Dead Guy Ale. I'm like. I always think, who's drinking this?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that's drinking it, but it's still pretty much, if there's craft beer, there's usually a Dead Guy.
Hey, we got Rogue Growlers in. Oh, it's Dead Guy.
Dead Guy. It's just, it's a beer. It's beer.
Yeah.
And so it just, I don't know why it just, it's always taking up space. I'm not sure who drinks it still.
I think it's still that starter beer phase, like Eric Bastard. Like, it's just a cool label, so people are naturally drawn to.
It's a, yeah, it has to stay there for a gateway option, I guess.
So would you ever go back to an Old Duels?
I actually just had one with my dad a couple nights ago.
All right.
So there you go. You
know? So he's still doing it.
That's still
occasionally. Occasionally. Once every about, you know, year or so, mm-hmm. you know.
Dang, he's been dueling for a while.
Yeah. Dueling. Yeah.
Because you're like 60 years old now.
That's right. Yeah.
He has to be like 80 or something.
Damn. All right.
Been drinking O'Doul's longer than they've made it. Actually, I don't know when they started making O'Doul's. I just assume that it's, you know, non-alcoholic beer has not been around that incredibly
Seems long. Like I remember when it first started coming around, so.
Yeah.
Can't be that, well, pretty old.
Old guy.
Pretty old. I'm an old guy. So there you go.
Hmm.
We always like the gateway, finding out the gateway beer.
I feel thoroughly grilled and
yeah.
It's so harsh.
I feel beer raped now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
So some culture, time for a little culture. You guys noticing any craft beer culture stuff out there this past week? Nope.
Somehow Founders is making its way into Fresno.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. the gate. Oh, is opening. Go ahead.
Yeah, the gate is opening, but very, very, very slowly. So mm-hmm. slow.
Yeah, I think I just saw that the was it the Backwoods Bastard? Is that what
the fort? The fort. I just saw the fort earlier. Yeah. Post about four different ones.
Okay.
And a couple days before that was Fig Tree.
Fig Tree. He had it, and I was like, because I went in there and he. It was just there. I was like, okay. And it was like 2 6-packs of all day. And then there was that other Scotch ale. And it just looked questionable. Like, I think maybe he got somebody to just drop some off. Yeah. And so I asked him, and he's like, oh yeah, first one in town to get that. And I was like, oh yeah. And I wasn't going to ask him straight up, like, hey, did you, like, yeah. was it shady or what?
Do you know so guy?
I did the stock thing of like, oh, so you're going to get this pretty regular now? You're going to have it all the time? And he's like, oh yeah, we're going to have it. Like, I'm going to be the one. We're going to have it. And I was like, okay, we'll see. And then I start seeing it pop up in town. Like, oh, I think maybe it's official then. We have Founders.
Yeah.
You hear that, Diamond? You can give up the campaign. I'm giving this to our listener, Diamond, who was adding Founders. And we're like, bring it to Fresno. Cause we had this glitch of like, we were the only area in California not getting Founders.
Yeah. It did seem like we were a little bit behind the curve. And I think they got that figured out, but I still haven't seen cans show up, and it's like, cool, yeah, bottles, but when I could go get my all-day 15-pack cans, that'll probably be my first Founders purchase.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, 15-pack of cans.
Wow.
Suitcase of sesh beers.
We had a friend send one of those over to us, and it was glorious. But, yeah, no, I'm glad it's fixed, and I'm glad they're here. And
there's another one down. Mark another one off our wish list.
Well, we've had a big influx, so it almost seems like even if it's not just that beer isn't getting here in time, it just seems like maybe they're trying to space things out a little bit. So it's not like, here's three new brewing companies today. You know, at least give it some time in between.
Yeah, there is a little, at least seems like at least a week between new ones hitting town.
Yeah, who's it going to be this week?
What's the one this week?
Hopefully Great Divide.
Yeah, that's I think we picked that as our one to focus on, since we figure we're just assuming Modern Times is going to happen now without our push or not.
That's true.
It popped back up in Cost Plus, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And was probably
also a 10% off beer sale same day.
Ooh. But yeah. we're still We still need to push for Modern Times. It's not the battle is not ended.
We might stop podcasting by then. Well, got Modern Times. See you guys later.
Yeah, Great Divide. I think I was thinking to like Noble Ale Works That would be something.
Yeah.
It seems attainable. Mm. That would be nice to have.
So you're skipping Los right Angeles over Beechwood and going right for Noble?
Beechwood can't even, they can't even keep their own friggin' brewery with bottles. Think they could handle us?
Lost all hope. In
here you go, rattle in the cage.
F those guys.
It would be nice to go to the corner liquor store and get Mosaic showers.
Yeah?
Yeah, that would be nice.
We're not asking for much.
Yeah.
We'll settle for...
So yeah, I'm, yeah. Forget Beechwood. I'm moving on to Noble Ale Works. You know, I love Beechwood, and they're from Long Beach. I lived there basically for a while, so it has a special place in my heart. But I've gone there twice now, and they had no beer for me to bring home unless I wanted to get a growler. And I'm like, wait, I've gone to the source twice now, and I couldn't walk away with a bottle of beer.
Mm-hmm.
F you.
Yeah, you can go to the
Figure your shit out, Beechwood. There.
You could take the 5 to the 405.
Take the 5 to the 405, and then maybe you could find a bottle shop that has it. But then I went south on the Lakewood Boulevard, and then I took a left, and I saw the 606 was jammed, dude. So I stayed on the surface streets, and then I went to Beechwood, and they didn't have bottles. So I said, fuck you, and they threw me out.
Wow. And then the guy walked in and said, what are you doing?
Lazy. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. He'd be at the bar, turns out, what are you doing, Stuart?
That it went exactly where I wanted it to. Let me derail this real quick.
And where's the track? Oh, here it is. We're back on the track.
And we're back.
I think it's time for another beer opening. Beer
brewer. Another beer. Another
beer. Another beer. Another beer.
Shrimp fried rice.
I could go for some of that.
What?
What?
I'm sorry. I was just.
He passed out for a second.
He passed out right in the middle of opening. That's had to have happened.
We were all just sitting there just thinking about shrimp fried rice. I mean, that's basically...
All the while, Bearded Brewer passed out while opening a beer.
That is a color.
Yeah.
How's that finger, Bearded Brewer?
That's getting much better.
How much more
his
black
cast is on the table.
Still can't pick my nose.
None more black.
I think it's just it's
like
trippy
a black mirror.
It's a dark beer in a green bottle. I think that's what's most...
It says it's an Imperial Milk Stout. 15% alcohol.
Oh,
Aganitas.
it's been in the fridge for about a year. I believe we believe Dylan donated this to the show.
We're crediting
Dylan.
Mm-hmm. I do believe he was just like, I think it was, if I remember the scenario correctly, there was an insanely high alcohol content beer that showed up at Beer to the People. And he was going to try to purchase one for the podcast, or it might not have been there. He might have just known a source that didn't go through, so he went for the next best thing, which is this Tool, whatever.
Beer of the People. Oh, it's Tool Brewing? It's not a McKellar.
It's a product of Belgium.
Because Beer of the People loves McKellar. They have all kinds of
McKellar. No, it's a Tool. This is Tool.
A Tool Brewing. Yeah. Okay.
And if he was looking for a beer higher in alcohol than this one, good night. I don't want to know what that was.
Was he looking for like Black Tuesday or something like that?
Where's Tool out of?
They're Belgium.
They're imported, from Europe.
Belgium.
But they make really, really
good. We come down here to see the Metallica. It's from a Metallica video, right?
Sure.
46 and
sure
2?
Sure it is.
That famous Metallica video when they're in Europe.
Oh, that famous
Not one. Video for a song, but like concert video or...
Was that the Binge and
it
Purge?
It was a thing. Yeah, I think it was Binge and Purge.
Some Kind of Monster?
It was before.
Garage Inc.?
No, before that.
Saint Anger.
Yeah. Saint Anger.
I think
it was Saint Anger.
Binge and Purge. No, way before the Saint Anger. I think Binge and Purge sounds right.
S&M? The world's worst snare drum?
No, that, yeah.
Coming in hot. Ooh, smooth.
Jules Malik.
Damn.
And then in the fourth count of old net or sulk zick. Med folk and glimp on the car folk eat garlic chuck. That's what it said.
That translates to beer.
That translates to, this is a beer in here, drink it.
I just
it
has like
lots of alcohol.
I like how every person kind of just picked up their radio and or iPhone was just like, where did this just go?
What happened? I hit two times speed on this again.
China.
That used to be a thing when Bert did the post office. He listened to podcasts at 1.5 speed.
I listen to them at 2. If it's one I'm not that into, but I still want to listen to the content.
Let's get through this, guys.
I will listen at 2.0. Some people probably listen to us at 2.0. They're just like, I don't really care, but let me.
These guys talk so slow.
Technically, I listen to it.
Technically.
Technically. Trying to get.
Wow.
It's a little fruitier than I
you
expected.
You are done talking for the evening, okay? Just sit over there in your corner.
No, we can't function without Mike.
What are you getting?
A slurp to pull in some flavor. Heavy dark berries.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot fruitier than I expected.
Yeah, definitely like plum fruit. Stone fruit.
There's something.
It's supposed to be a milk stout, right?
Yeah.
I am not getting any of that.
Super heavy on the cream, if that's the case.
But even the color as he was pouring it, it's got a kind of a reddish purple hue going on.
Is anyone getting vinegar?
Yeah, I could see vinegar.
Yeah,
I'd almost say like a,
but not in an unpleasant way.
Like a balsamic.
Yeah, not yeah, like, right. Yeah. Like okay. A nice, not in a like something's gone bad kind of way. But
see, I was almost gonna say licorice, but I've had like aged balsamic, and that kind of has a more not fresh balsamic, but aged balsamic.
Oh yes, yes, we know
difference. Some people might not know there's a difference, but. Aged balsamic on some French bread.
There's actually a place in Fig Garden that has a cask aged balsamic.
Oh, that olive oil place?
Yeah.
I've never been in there. Wondering about that
place. If you want good balsamic, get aged.
All right. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's like a growler station. You bring in your own growler and you can get fresh olive oil and fresh.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is across from Jack's, if those locally in Fig Garden Village. Huh.
But yeah, they some balsamics let age for like 18 years. It's insane.
I have no idea.
But you just pour it out and it's like thick as syrup, but it just tastes so amazing.
Syrup.
I'm going to have to go into there now.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah.
Let's start a balsamic vinegar podcast, guys.
Our Muzha gets it from a place over in SLO.
About damn time.
But the one in town does the same thing. And it's awesome. But this beer is kind of like a 15% version of aged balsamic. And I'll drink it.
All right.
I would put, I might dip a saltine in one of these.
Whoa. You mean unsalted saltine?
Yeah.
It's just a teen.
The low sodium. Low sodium cracker.
Well, another culture, local / national. Our youngest brewery in the area, Black Ops Brewing, is getting sued by Brooklyn Brewery.
How did I forget about
that? Yeah, those really? Sons of bitches. Yes,
I did not hear about that.
So, Brooklyn. The whole basis is the Brooklyn Brewery. Releases a beer called Black Ops, and it's like it's an aged beer, and the way they describe it on their website is like it may or may not exist. It may only be drank by employees. It may not be released, but you go on Untappd, there's people just checking into bottles of it. So it's something that they've had for a while. Black Ops went to file a patent for their name
back in July,
and it got denied because it's Brooklyn Black Ops, and then Fresno is Black Ops Brewing, and when you file for patents, they discount words. So they discounted the Brooklyn, and they discounted the brewing, and so they both are fighting for Black Ops. Which is already filed by the Brooklyn Brewing. So, and
why didn't they even bother to file for that? Like, if it's such a localized little beer that they just put on once in a while or whatever they do with it.
Well, that makes sense when you're branding your whole brewery.
Yeah.
Okay. But when you're branding a single beer,
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you bother?
I don't know, Lagunitas. Why would you bother if it's a single beer?
Are you talking about a past lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
IPA.
So then Brooklyn Brewing. So I guess Black Ops just said, meh, we'll just keep doing it. And then Brooklyn Brewing is now saying, no, you're not going to keep doing it.
Cease and desist.
So we may not have a Black Ops Brewing anymore. We may have another name now.
Yeah, it could get it. From examples I've seen, it's, I mean, with them being across the country, that could be what makes all the difference. It could or could not. But something similar happened to Cambria Brewing Company, was that there's a winery up there that has the name Cambria. And so Cambria Brewing can't use the name Cambria because this winery owns the name, the trademark, or the copyright to Cambria. So they actually had to change their whole everything because of this, even though they don't brew the same type of alcohol or distill or whatever.
Right. Alcohol is lumped into one category, no matter what, wine, spirits, beer.
So, but I mean, granted, they're in the same like 20-mile radius because it's Cambria.
But that's all there is a 20-mile radius.
But that's the thing is, company already owned it. They couldn't. They had to change, and if this is a legitimate thing, maybe that could happen to Black Ops. They could have to
figure out a new name.
That's really shitty. That's really shitty for Black Ops, though, because they've built their whole brand around that whole sort of military
brand.
Yeah,
they're gonna have to like think of a different military name.
Yeah,
that they can copyright, because it doesn't sound like, if you're getting sued and you didn't get the trademark, doesn't sound good.
Done. Yeah.
I mean, I think Brooklyn Brewing is being a douchebag, but
totally for one beer,
yeah, for one dumb beer that the regular rest of the public can't really get.
Yeah,
they're not letting a tiny brewery on the other side of the country not have the name, because that's a solid name.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a dumb name. That's a solid name to build a brand around. And they're taking it up with a dumbass little beer, like secret beer. It's like, okay. They can't just like, hey guys, they can't be craft beery and just say, hey guys, I see what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, give us 10 grand. You know, we did spend some time getting this patent and blah, blah, blah. Give us 10 grand and you can call yourself let us keep our beer. Black, you know, our one beer, Black Ops, and you guys can have the name. And such. And it doesn't sound like that's happened. Sounds like Brooklyn Brewing's just like, we're suing you.
You stop now.
You stop doing it. We're suing you.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing. I mean, I don't know how much longer it would have gone had they not tried to file for a patent.
Oh, it would have gone until they made enough money to be noticed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because otherwise they probably wouldn't have noticed it for a while.
Because
they're probably not like Starbucks, or they probably don't pay people to search for copyright infringements.
Yeah, that whole thing where somebody had one on tap in their tap room, like had a Starbucks reference, and then Starbucks jumped on them.
Like,
so there. We're Brooklyn Brewing's banned from the show.
You're out.
We've never had you. Now we never will, until you loosen up. Take that.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Brewing.
Wait, I've had it one time.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can't pass aggressions, man. It's fine. But no more from this day forward. It is now lumped in with Rebel IPA. Ooh, Brooklyn Brewing.
Wow.
Whoa.
Banned.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's evil.
This beer's pretty potent.
Oh, yeah, it's the olive oil beer.
aged balsamic vinegar. I do want to pour it on some French bread.
That's still
a thing.
I think I want to have a salad.
I was going to say, guys, I'm getting drunk off salad over
here.
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah, there you can hide your alcoholism in the sound. Like, he's so healthy. Nice balsamic dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With this label, nobody would ever know either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you wouldn't know it's a beer or what the hell.
Yeah,
it
is. Green bottle and
green bottle, yellow label. funny writing on it.
All he eats is like half a loaf of French bread and a salad every day, and he pours that balsamic on it.
Man, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
we figured it out. Word. Well, just a brief little more local culture. We're gonna have there's gonna be some more action going on by in downtown by Matt as PETA Dragon. As it's being affectionately called right
Dragon
now.
Dragon Kebab.
Oh, Dragon Kebab. So PETA Kebab in Visalia, a gastropub in Visalia, and our own House of Pendragon in the Tate District are teaming together to form a super, like, transformer of a place in downtown. We're going to have some more beer options downtown with, probably the best Visalia beer guys with the amazing local brewer teaming up to have one place.
In Fresno.
Yep. Yeah. He's going to officially be in Fresno.
And that building that they signed the lease on is a big space. It's a pretty awesome space. I remember going there when it was Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I went in there a couple times when it was Heroes.
It's awesome in there.
Yeah.
Inside. Hopefully they do something with the facade because it looks, the windows are like all barred.
Yeah.
So it looks, you can't tell if it's open. It's just always been funky there, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They're already jumping on it. They wanted like a little grant money from downtown.
From a local foundation.
Yep.
It was $1,000 prize.
Yeah.
Kind of for different.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're already setting it in motion. So
didn't they get a year's free rent or something?
They did on another. It was another location, and they didn't want that location.
Oh, okay.
So they said they did, maybe if they could donate to like Rob Fresno, because they were one of the ones they were going up against for it. So, okay. But I don't know. That's exciting.
Yeah. What 30 taps, right?
I didn't hear how many taps, but that sounds right. I remember from being in there.
And half are supposed to be Pendragon.
That was what I had heard too. Yeah.
Whew. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Some stuff is coming to light. They're rumoring that it'll be open by the end of the year, which does seem possible because it looks like somebody just cleaned the place and closed it. It's fully furnished.
It's, mm-hmm. It's already.
You could open it as is. It's probably not the best looking.
It was a high-end restaurant, I think, last. The brick or something.
Brick, yeah.
Brick.
So, I mean, it's not like they have to do a lot of renovating. Anything would be to make it their own style, which would probably be in their best interest. But it's going to be interesting to see if one part takes the forefront, or if it's going to be even. Is it going to be more PETA kebab with Pendragon beer? Is it going to be Pendragon styling with PETA food?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't know yet.
And that food option is kind of exciting because I like Joe's Steakhouse, and mm-hmm. and the casino is fine because it's a 24-hour restaurant in there. So, but there isn't just that much stuff. And then Peeves is great too, but it's nice to have another dining option down there, and where like at this point with that opening with the Republican going to be opening.
Yep.
Yeah. You got Tioga Peeves. I mean, you can actually just stay downtown. It's mm-hmm. somebody doing a beercation like when Greg came here. Now you could once that's all going, you could actually just stay downtown and wouldn't have to leave it.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
No, it's true, and I have people come, you know, they'll stay at the DoubleTree, which is,
mm-hmm.
you know, people say, oh, big hotel downtown, that's where they come in, that's where they stay, whether it's work or just pick what they pick, and they walk up, and they're like, okay, it's Saturday at 2 p.m., what's open for lunch? And I'm like, well, I hand them the downtown map, which has 60 locations, and I'm like, Peeves is open, Umi is open. And Deli Delicious is open until 3.
Of these 60, you have 3 options.
Yeah, and I'm all, and no matter how many people I tell to go to Club One, they kind of look at me weird. And I'm like, they have good food.
Yeah.
And it's available anytime. But
and you can listen to the horse track bettors like go crazy every every about 15 minutes.
Well, and then, you know, from an entirely selfish standpoint for me, being living in Selma, the drive from Selma to, like, what, North Clovis to go to House of Pendragon, it takes quite a while to get up there.
Yeah.
Drive, it's only 15 minutes for me, and I'm just, I've never, I rarely, I'm just like, ugh.
I saw Tommy from House of Pendragon, I saw Shafiq at Suds in the City. And I was talking to both of them. I was like, hey, congratulations. You know, I'm really excited to have you guys closer because I can make it from Selma to downtown Fresno in like 15 minutes, which is even quicker than trying to make it to the gastropub in Visalia or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to have both of these things that, I mean, I've probably been to each place probably 9 or 10 times. Mm-hmm. But it's awesome to have that like that much closer. So.
There is quite a few people that have, that come to the Tioga and they live in what, East End or Selma or Sanger or Reedley.
Downtown, bro. Center of the Valley.
That should help them out greatly.
Mm-hmm. Snacks, man.
That probably has to be the most.
Snacks.
That probably has to be the most disappointing thing if you're in Selma, because, I mean, Sanger is just that way.
Right.
So you could go to his brewery, you could tap on the door. And he could just point to a map of Clovis, and you're just like start crying softly.
Actually, funny thing is, before they opened the tap room, when they were still doing the Kickstarter, I had to go. I work for a pool cleaning company, and I had to go service a pool that was not too far from Sanger. And I was like, I looked up the address, and I was like, oh, look, it's this little light industrial park, and I don't see any signs whatsoever showing me where it is. Darn, darn! I really wanted to find it.
Yep,
and.
That's the way Riley's is. It's very, like, if you don't know.
Oh, really?
You're not going to find it either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Brian, you did a little beer cationing recently. I always like to hear about beer travels. Yeah. And in Oklahoma? Yeah. What the hell is going on in Oklahoma other than, what's the Oklahoma City brewer? It's a major brewer. Now it's freaking escaping me.
Chalk?
No. Oh. We had one of our Tioga's own went there.
That's Chalk. That's no. Prairie.
Prairie, yeah.
Prairie is under sort of the Chalk umbrella.
I've never heard of Chalk before.
So there's a city, Krebs,
you don't
which
know,
has
bro?
Krebs Brewery.
I don't know, Chalk. Do you even Chalk, bro?
I'm trying to explain this to you.
We're trying to make jokes, bro. Trying to entertain people.
So there's Krebs, which is supposedly a
We're
city,
trying to bro drop.
Which has Krebs Brewing, which is also Chalk Brewing, which Chalk Brewing and all those also make Prairie. Prairie has their own location, but they make some specialties. So it's kind of like this weird.
Is this Common Core math? Because I don't get Common Core math.
It's Common Core craft. That's what it is.
So yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to do, and so there's just this one town with this one brewery with different names that does a lot of things.
Right. So yeah. So I went out there to go visit some friends, and you know, any time I go anywhere, I always try and find, you know, whatever the local craft is, Yeah, I've had Prairie Bomb, and I think it's a great beer. I really enjoy Prairie Bomb. The rest of Prairie stuff that I've had, I haven't really been that impressed with. The Spaghetti Western was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
We can get that one. That one shows up here.
Yeah, and that was kind of my thing was, we can get a lot of the, thanks to Beer to the People, especially we can get a lot of the Prairie stuff here in
Fort
Fresno.
Fort has some Prairie stuff, too.
Thanks to Shelton Brothers, they bring a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, so I when I went out there, the goal was to find some other stuff. And while they're actually in the town that I used to live in Tahlequah, there's this place called The Branch, and that kind of had a remodel and kind of revamp and all this since the last time I was out there 6 years ago. And they had some good beers on draft. I don't know if it was specifically at just the owner of The Branch, what he got in at that time, or if it's sort of the whole sort of scene there. There were a lot more ESBs than what I expected.
Huh.
There was like two or three different breweries that had ESBs, one of which was a Black Mesa.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. it was a black.
This is an extra son of a bitch ale.
Black Mesa Brewing had one that it was ESB, but ESB stood for Endless Skyway Bitter, and it was supposed to be like a nod to Woody Guthrie.
All right.
And it, you know, most ESBs that you try are that they're not that bitter. This one right. was bitter. Like it,
and it actually lived up to it.
It brought the bitter. Yeah, I was not prepared for that. And I think it was, I want to say it was like a 9 or 10% ESB.
Wow. Yeah. This is the long
ESBs are supposed to be under 4.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they called it an ESB, and it was one I went to the branch and I had.
It's an Imperial double
ESB. Yeah.
Double Imperial session.
But yeah, thanks. One of the interesting things though about when you're trying to do the sort of craft beer thing in Oklahoma is that Oklahoma liquor laws are a little weird. Yeah.
Mikey
yeah.
is never going back to Oklahoma.
Now I can't go back.
Anything over 3.2%, I can't remember if it's by volume or by weight.
This is sounding Utah-y.
Yeah. Has to be sold at a liquor store. And
Beardy. Listen up.
Liquor stores are only open until 9.
Oh.
And they're not open on Sundays.
Yeah.
I
think Idaho's
there
like
can
that.
there can be no fridge stock at said liquor stores. It's all shelf stock.
Huh?
So Bevmo was like,
we love Oklahoma.
There's no such thing as Bevmo. Like it would not exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would not exist.
Can't make
there.
Money off 3.something% alcohol.
Yeah. So, and actually, Coop Ale Works, which one of the beer that I brought from them was a DNR, and it's, you know, DNR, like do not resuscitate. it's a 10%, Belgian strong dark ale. Which on draft was actually my favorite beer that I had out there. It was a really, really solid beer. Coop Ale Works also makes the F5, which is their IPA, which was probably the closest thing to like a West Coast, like specifically like Southern California IPA that I had out there. All the other IPAs were a little bit more of like what you think of when you think of like the East Coast style, not quite as
it has hops.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So
we put hops in here. San Diego snobs.
One of the things that was a big change from when I was out there 6 years ago was you could find Boulevard Brewing everywhere out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tank 7 and the Boulevard Wheat were like everywhere, every place that I ate at out there. There's this really cool place called Fat Guys Burgers, which they have like, I think 2 or 3 locations in Tulsa that I ate at, and they had some good craft beer options. The one thing that was really frustrating that I did not realize, and the whole time I was out there, cause I was just, you know, you order a beer with your meal and you don't really think about it, or you order a beer out at a bar and it's like, whatever. It wasn't until the last day that we were there and I ate at Five Guys Burgers and I wasn't sure what beer I wanted. So I just ordered the burger first and I was like, I'm going to come back and get a beer in just a minute. And, I go up to order the beer and the girl goes, okay. So let's see, that beer is $5.50. And I said, okay. And she goes, your total will be $6.73.
What?
And I said, wait, what? I said, how is there $1.23 tax on that beer? And she goes, well, I don't know. And I said, how much is sales tax in this town? She goes, well, it's like 8%. And I'm like, that's way more than 8%. That's like 20%+. and so I asked the guy that was like behind her that was like getting food ready or whatever. I was like, hey, I was like, what is the tax here? And he goes, well, like 8%. And I was like, why am I paying 20% tax on this beer? Like, what is the deal with that? And, nobody knew anything about it at this place. And like, I looked it up and apparently in Oklahoma, they have a liquor excise tax on anything that is considered, strong beer, mixed drinks and wine. There's a tax, an excise tax of 13.5% that they put on top of the sales tax. And it's up to the establishment if they want to, just include that in the price of the beer, or if they actually want to reflect that on the receipt.
Huh.
And, so that was a nice little rude awakening on my last day there.
Get ready to eat it.
Yeah.
Oaktown.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, I mean, you,
Well, Oaktown too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I mean, there was some very good beer that I had out there, but at the same time, yeah, 21.5% sales tax on your beer, and not being able to get fridge stock anywhere. So
see, that's the weirdest law to me. Like,
yeah,
what the hell does that make any difference?
They want you to think about that as it's chilling. Do you really want to drink that beer, guess, son?
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. They're like, you're going to have to wait an hour before this is enjoyable.
Well, and I had heard from somebody that I guess there was talk of legislature for that when they first started doing, when the craft beer started doing bombers in California. Mm-hmm. I had heard from somebody that it was anything smaller than a 6-pack that they wanted it to be no fridge stock.
Huh.
Because they didn't want people just grabbing this beer and just popping it open out in front of the place. But that doesn't make any sense, though, because they've been selling, you know, Miller High Life 40s for years, but for some reason, well, craft beer.
I mean, I guess it makes sense for like all the bums that just, you know, at 6:01 a.m. come in and get their 40s.
Right.
But that's like, if they made that law where those aren't allowed to be chilled, then they wouldn't care. Like, they're just going to drink it warm. It doesn't matter.
They're like, right.
Oh, golly, it's not cold. Gee, I won't drink it now. They're just going to freaking drink it. It's not going to stop anything.
Yeah. But man. Oh, yeah, on that whole 3.2% thing, like I said, I can't remember if it's by volume or by weight, but I had bought this this 6-pack of another Coop Ale Works beer called Briefcase Brown, which was a little bit dry and almost had kind of a dark chocolate almost type thing going on with it. And it actually said 4% on the can. And I bought it at a grocery store like 10 o'clock at night. And the guy was like, oh,
somebody
yeah.
Somebody jump you?
Well, no.
Don't let him leave.
Yeah, no. the guy goes, oh, you're getting that beer. And I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, when we first got that, it was all this like big controversy thing. Like, they were like, oh, it says 4% on the can. And apparently, whichever one winds up working out to be the larger number, whichever is like the smaller unit, whether it's by volume or by weight, this was like labeled the other. So technically,
it was higher than it should have been.
Yeah. So actually, technically, it was 4%, but technically, the way that it worked out, according to the law, whatever unit they use, it was 3.2.
Hmm. Oh. What happened? Something happened, man.
What's happening, man?
Shh, well, everybody works. Quiet.
I love gold.
There it is. New beer. So,
okay, let me pass this around. This is
what do we got here?
This is the DNR from Coop Ale Works. It's a Belgian dark strong ale.
As referenced earlier in this program.
Yes. That actually looks like there's a bit more carbonation than the can that I opened the other day.
And it's a ball. It's a ball can.
It's a ball can.
Ball can.
But it's a baller
is that
can.
A Manscaped?
It's a baller can, bro.
Whoa.
For some reason, it lost a little bit of carbonation somehow. I don't know if it was because I had it in my suitcase and it flew, you know, halfway across the country. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Bad can.
This was one of my favorite beers. I actually wanted to bring back more beer from Oklahoma. I wanted to bring back a 4-pack of the F5, but there was a little bit of a mix-up. My wife and I shared a suitcase on the way out there. And I had set aside some clothes, and she grabbed more clothes. Like, I had done laundry, and like, I was like, this stack on whatever chair is going to go in the suitcase. And so we wound up with a suitcase that was like only like a pound under like that 50-pound max, because we like, me and my wife and my 2-year-old daughter, like all of our clothes and stuff were all in the same suitcase. So I was not able to bring back as much beer as what I would have liked.
I would have reevaluated your wardrobe. Don't need this.
Yeah.
The thought crossed
my mind. So,
I don't think I've had anything like this for
a heavy strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Yeah, there is like fruit.
Yeah, when it's a bit more carbonated, it hides that 10% a little bit better.
I'm not getting that 10%.
Yeah.
It's hiding that.
Yeah, which that was another thing about you know, most places that I you know, especially like the mom and pop owned places that you go to, like, you know, here in California that serve craft beer, the people are expected to know a little bit about the beer.
Mm-hmm.
And like every place that I went to out there that had craft beer that was, you know, like non, I mean, you expect if you go to like a Chili's or an Applebee's and for some reason yeah. they have one craft beer right. there, they're like, I don't know anything about it. I don't know what it yep. is. Every place that I went out there, I was like, so what style is this beer? And they're like, I don't know. It's 10%. It's really popular.
I know. It's like, popular.
It's popular because it's 10% and yeah. it tastes kind of fruity.
We only care about percentage here.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We want to know how quickly it's going to get you drunk.
Damn, that's about Californians.
Yeah. yeah.
It's almost 9 p.m. How many do you want?
yeah.
You're going to want to order as many as you can, honey.
So European malts, noble hops, candy, sugar. Mm-hmm. And a traditional Trappist yeast. Yeah, okay. Notes of dried fruit, cinnamon, and vanilla make do not resuscitate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like the dried strawberries, if you've ever had those. Like,
yeah. mm-hmm. All that stuff in there, and all you get is fucking banana. Sons of bitches.
See, I'm not getting banana.
Mm.
It's light, but it's there.
He's got a sensitive banana palate.
Is that the dried fruit you're getting? Banana chips?
No, it's definitely strawberry.
You're getting banana chips floating in your beer.
Banana chips. I'm getting like day-old banana. It's the kind of banana when bananas have been sitting next to your bread and you go to make a sandwich and it tastes like banana because it's been so close in proximity to them little bastards.
I don't know that I've had that happen.
I can't say.
You have a far more sensitive palate than myself, yes. sir.
He's all about banana, man.
Yeah.
Assholes. They're yeah. assholes, I tell you.
He can tell when a banana has been in the room like an hour later. He's like, is somebody eating a banana in here? Yeah, this morning. Yeah, I knew it.
See,
I knew it.
I'm that same way about blueberries, the way he is about bananas. That's the thing I'd hate when I'd have to get up in the morning and somebody would like just finish toasting a blueberry bagel. I'd be like, I'm going back, fuck back to bed till that smell is gone.
Hey, Ma, are you making blueberry toast out there? Yeah, honey, you want some? Fuck no, I don't want any of fucking blueberry toast.
That's what I imagine happened.
That's how it happened. That's exactly how it happened.
Nick was there. He heard that.
See, and you went hey, Ma. I was going to say, you went hey, Ma, and I immediately went to like the Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel episode of The Simpsons.
Hey, Ma, get off the dang roof!
which brings us right back to Oklahoma.
yeah. Hey.
Yeah, no, there was another brewery that I had out there that was kind of strange. It was called Anthem Brewing. And they had a white ale that...
Is that in Tulsa? Or is that...
I don't know where they're based out of. I don't even know if it was technically Oklahoma. I didn't really take a look at where they were based out of.
Might have been in Kansas.
Yeah, they had some sort of white ale that had like chamomile. Okay. And it was very strong, like herby back end on it. It was, yeah.
Herb.
Does Tulsa have a brewery? They have to now. They have to.
Well, Prairie has a location in Tulsa.
Okay.
But as far as them having their own brewery, I tried to search and I didn't really find much. I'm sure that there's probably some places that do that are like a, you know, quote, you know, brew pub that have right. like that's all contract.
Pretty tough, you know, with those freaking laws.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing is one of the ways that I found out that about that 13.5% sales tax is there's actually a lawsuit against the Oklahoma state government for basically excessive taxes. When it comes to stuff like that, because yeah, all you're really doing is you're hurting those craft breweries. You know, the only way that a brewery like Coop Ale Works was able to get anything in the stores was to do like I said, to do that brown, or I think they had another like Belgian white or something that, you know, works out to be 3.2%, whether it be by volume or by weight. So,
get your shit together, Oklahoma.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would not recommend Oklahoma if you're going there truly for a beercation. But if you do happen to find yourself, you know, in that sort of northeastern Oklahoma region, yeah, there's Prairie's, like I said, Prairie Bomb's good. But, yeah, Coop was probably my favorite. Just everything I had from them was really solid. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And we have a voicemail line.
What?
It is 559-492-0542, and we like to hear from our listeners. We like to hear their voices and know they're out there. It makes us feel better. It makes us feel important. And this is, whoa, shit.
He's driving. Whoa. It's a good thing, too. Oh,
that's Scotty B. Let me start that over, man. Something's, we're having, there's just always a gremlin around here somewhere.
Hey guys, can you hear me? He's driving. It's a good thing, too. Oh, shit. Yeah, I've been drinking some of my 14.9% barley wine. And you know what? I listened to the episode on my way to and from work, and I heard how Matt forgot to bring that malt liquor
that
I gave him. You know what? I still love Matt, but I'm pretty butthurt. In fact, I've already gone through a whole tube of Preparation H.
That's it. That was into that.
It's still there. It's still, oh, something happened to Sky B. It's still playing. Should we get that malt liquor out? We have Scotty B's home-brewed malt liquor in the fridge. Nobody's jumping at the as good a brewer as Scotty B is.
I don't know what it looks like. Was it?
You'll
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right. You'll know. Just look in there. If you don't know, then I can't help you.
What does a malt liquor look like?
Say, I don't know. I don't know that Scotty B's that good of a brewer. I haven't had any of his stuff yet. I'm a noob.
What?
I'm a noob,
dude.
So he knows is how to it,
it's there, his voicemail is still playing, but there's just silence.
Looks like there's a lot of words on there. Did the audio just cut out?
That's a good point.
Did he switch over to another call? Is he coming back?
Maybe. No.
Oh, you won't even notice.
Oh shit! See,
wow, that was a
Brita Brewer's engineering skills came into play.
Time you guys have it. Well, anyway. Needless to say, I'm pretty fucked up. Anyway, there was something else I was going to say. That's probably about it. I'll probably leave another one when I'm sober and when I'm driving.
Driving.
Well, anyway, don't worry, Matt. I forgive you. I mean, you're only human. Pretty amazing human, too, Matt. But, yeah, I just thought I'd leave this message going, like, I don't know, man. I am so glad I ain't driving. I'm feeling it.
Well, nice. Anyways,
I'm going to have some black IPA for you next. I have a little bit left of the non-Belgian black IPA. I'm kind of scared to see how the Belgian one came out. I'm not really a fan of Belgian, but I dry hop the hell out of it. Probably won't even notice that it's a Belgian yeast. Well, anyway.
I'll notice.
That's what you're getting next. Probably drop it off. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. You probably won't get it before next show, but you'll get it before the show after next. Well, anyway, keep it great work. And I'm drinking.
And I'm drinking. Thank you, Scotty B. And now the Bearded Brewer.
It has plenty of carbonation.
I love gold. Bearded Brewer has opened up Scotty B's homebrewed malt liquor. And he did bottle it in a plastic Old English.
Shatterproof Old English.
This thing's shatterproof, bro. Oh, man.
And to make sure it was as fresh as possible, he wrapped it in orange tape.
No, I did. I didn't
want you the, did?
I
oh, okay.
I didn't want malt liquor in my trunk, so.
Oh, gotcha.
You didn't want that tainting the rest of your stuff. I poured some. There you go. Get that down to Nick, man. You want a piece of that action,
I want some
bro.
Of this.
It's malt liquor.
Scotty.
First, I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've had malt liquor on the in 3 years of beer casting.
The one that I was really curious to try
how many
was
beers are actually malt liquor though that we don't.
Yeah, know. Man, that's true. We don't even think
the was it Dogfish Head came out with one a few years back that was
this sounds familiar.
It was, Scotty, I'm using my big glass.
Hand packaged in its brown paper bag.
It smells like candy.
It smells as orange as it looks.
I will say it's the smoothest malt liquor I've ever had. I mean, no, I've never had malt liquor. I didn't used to buy Hurricane. I don't know what you're talking about.
Little Steel Reserve.
So, from our malt liquor expert, better than Hurricane.
Ah,
it's not terrible.
No,
but I'd be afraid what 40 ounces of that would do to me.
do we know? Are
you sure this is malt liquor?
An ABV on that? Is there any? Did he say an ABV on that?
It's probably on the past shows. It's just Gatorade.
Oh, okay.
There's no alcohol in it at all.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It is kind of, there's something, maybe it's the candy you guys are saying. There's something familiar in it. Not the malt liquor familiar, but
wait
like.
Wait a minute. Is this Rebel IPA?
There's a flavor note. Like, what did you do, Scotty B? He just put this in there.
This reminds me, remember the little juice drinks you'd get and they'd have like the little bat wing on top and you'd twist that off and.
Squeeze-its.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like a terribly artificial.
I was say, yeah, juice drink. I'm almost getting like a gummy candy type flavor.
This is the best malt liquor I've ever had, Scotty.
you should make a bunch of this. Scotty's malt liquor.
People on lewd should not drive.
That is our a movie quote.
Okay.
Where you see a movie quote and we pair it up with a beer style.
We really screwed up by letting him not tell us the movie.
Yeah, I know.
People on lewd should not drive.
Is that? I think that's Fast Times.
That sounds like Fast Times.
I think he's doing Spicoli.
Little Spicoli inflection.
People on lewd should not drive. What would that style be? Wow. You got to really work at that.
Ludicrous. Imperial Raisin Stout.
All right. Imperial Raisin Stout.
Or Schnozberry.
IPRS.
IPRS.
Schnozberry. There he is. Somebody make that.
Well, make up your mind, dude. Is he going to shit or is he going to kill us?
That's from Fast Times.
Yeah.
Bruce is going to shit. Then he's going to kill us. Oh. Well, it's got to be a stout.
Oh, why? Because shit?
Yeah, there's shit involved.
Oh, I see how it is.
The brown note rustic stout.
Yeah. Rustic. Oh, yeah. It's got to be a roasty stout.
Roasty. Hazelnut porter.
And, oh, he's going to kill a red stout? Has that ever been done? A red stout.
Ooh, there's gold stouts. Yeah, fuck, it's a red stout.
It's a red stout. Yeah. It's a red stout. Make it. Somebody make it happen. All right. I think there's another Scotty B one here. Man, damn gremlins.
Driving! Fucking red light.
I heard that.
I'll be driving. And hey, light turned green. Okay, I'm driving. And I know I was intoxicated at the time. I believe I said I would send you another voicemail.
You did?
And you know what? Hey, I'm not mad at Matt for not.
He's still mad about the malt liquor.
To the last podcast. You know, Matt's an awesome guy. And, you know what? I don't expect anybody to be perfect in shit, you know? I'm mainly leaving this voicemail because I vaguely remember saying something to the effect of, I'll leave you another message, right?
Yeah,
you do. And, I know time is running out for it to happen before you do another show. So, I'm leaving you a message. I wish I had something important to say. But I really don't.
Uh-oh. You cut off?
The audio cut out again.
Oh, the audio cut out.
Oh, damn it. Freaking green. Oh.
On Thursday.
There he is.
I don't know what fucking day it is. It is a good thing. They're having a Founders Cup takeover because Founders is totally coming to town lately. Have you noticed? What a Founders.
Yeah.
Dead Founders.
Yeah.
Which has an awesome breakfast stout.
Yeah.
So you guys want to check that? I'm going to make a point to go there after work on Thursday, the 5th, 4th, 6th, I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Sorry.
Come on, Sky B. Get a calendar.
Yeah. If you guys want to catch me there, be there on that.
It's got to be appearing live at BC. Founders. For Founders.
Should be there like 5:30 or 6 or so.
From 5:30 to 6. Gotta be.
I know, your show doesn't actually take place until Friday, but we all know that's bullshit. But anyway, here's the good work, guys. I'm driving!
Scott Abbey! We always like dun, it when dun, he's driving. Wow! Let's keep the voicemail train going.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like them French fried potatoes.
I really like them French fried potatoes. See, it's food-based that always makes me go to stouty stuff.
No.
Really?
This porter. Oh, this one's got to be lighter, huh?
Oh, potato pale ale.
Potato pale. All right. A pale.
Yeah, potatoes are fermentable. They're sugars. So, yeah.
There you go.
Potato pale.
Boom.
Boom.
Potato pale. French fry potatoes.
Oh, boy.
There's still more.
Perfect pour. Diamond.
Diamond. Going,
guys. So, I was watching your Periscope thing that you guys got from all that beer from Beer with Friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there was a Bell's 30th year anniversary ale.
Mm-hmm.
Bearded mm-hmm. Brewer.
Yeah.
B-R-I-E-M-U.
Either the show's going to sound terrible or I'm going to have to do a lot of editing.
From all that beer from Beer with Friends. Bell's 30th year anniversary ale, Bearded Brewer, B-R-I-E-M-U, what you should do with that. So maybe you guys can drink that tonight. Also,
well, maybe.
I went into one of my local stores that sells craft beer, and I don't know if you guys have heard of this or maybe you've had it before. But there's a thing called Mamma Mia Pizza Beer.
Whoa.
I bought it for 99 cents.
Whoa!
The lady at the counter says, "Why are you buying that?" My response, I know some guys that might be interested in drinking it.
Oh, wait a
minute.
Oh, no.
Ale brewed this. With oregano, basil, tomato, and garlic.
Mmm, I'm in.
Mmm. Looking forward to your bad beer podcast when that comes out.
Oh, now so, I get it.
While you guys drink what you drink, I will cheers you, and I will go back to drinking
something. God damn it. I'm sorry, all the people's... We're just...
...cast when that comes out.
Yeah.
So, while you guys drink what you drink, I will cheers you, and I will go back to drinking some zombie dust.
Jerk.
Some of that Bell's 30th year anniversary that I have here at home as well.
Aww.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye, man. Thank you. Yeah, I guess we could drink that tonight.
We could.
We were asked nicely.
Yeah, we probably should. One more.
Have you guys had any beers that have any sort of basil or anything in them?
I've had one with fennel in it.
I had a Bison Brewing does a honey basil that was actually really good.
Can we get a replay?
Yeah, sorry. I was talking over. Sorry.
I think we just got drunk dialed.
Big game, guys. Miss you guys. Later.
Is that Big Game?
Oh, he just called to say hi.
Just missing us?
I just called
to say Game.
I love you.
Wow. Well, there you go. That was our voicemail line, 559-492-0542. You can be calling with beer, movie quotes, the match beer styles. You can be calling with some festival you went to, calling with complaints and or praises for the show. We don't care. We like all voicemails. So, thank you.
Just because we were doing some movie quote beer styles.
Yeah.
I only have two this week, so I just wanted to round them in there to end.
All right, get them in there.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
What's the beer style, guys?
Ooh, that's got to be a high percentage alcohol.
I'm going barley wine.
Barley wine. We haven't done a barley wine. I'll take that.
Very nice.
So a high gravity barley wine. I can dig that.
Mm-hmm.
And then another quote. This one's for Zeletis because it's from one of their popular a lot of ladies like this movie. I'll have what she's having.
Okay.
Peppercorn. Poppycosh.
Peppercorn?
I know what movie that's from, yeah.
Could you please pass the pepper?
Later, there's too much pepper on me poppycosh.
Oh, God. I love what she's so having.
Peppered.
That is a solid name. What the hell would...
Peppered goes.
Peppered goes. Okay.
Because yeah, it goes as a salt.
It goes,
salt
definitely.
And pepper.
Yeah.
And
peppered goes.
You know, in the scene, she's faking an orgasm, and you might be kind of sweaty while you're doing that.
Sweaty beer is what you
sweaty
want.
Sweaty beer.
Well, ghosts. I mean, you know, it's a little bit salty. It's, you know.
Ah.
Salty. Yes. Okay. Yes. There we go.
Was that it?
Yeah. That's
another
it.
One? All right.
Those are the two.
Those are solid, man. We're coming up with good stuff. Anyone makes these beers, just. You can have the names, just let us have the beer. Us have some of the beer.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
Just a small percentage.
Ooh. I love gold!
So now we're doing something illegal. Stone may try to shut us down. But I saw this. It is a 10/31/15 Enjoy by IPA.
No.
And we are. This is not Halloween. We're past Halloween. And it is on sale at Herndon and Milburn Save Mart. It is on sale at like $5.25 for a bomber.
So instead of alerting the IPA police, they said, fuck it, put it on sale.
Yeah, put it on sale. So
people buy stuff when it's on sale.
Have you guys had this one?
Oh, yeah.
The 10/31?
Oh, I had it on 10/31.
Yeah, I had it before that.
Oh, yeah, you had it a couple days ago. So now we, because I was thinking maybe you had a comparison of when it was fresh and when now it's
so
past its date.
I buy these bottles and I don't even bring them anymore because you guys are not thrilled by them. So
well, the last few had not been good.
We'd be thrilled by it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So sure about the aroma on this.
It smells like.
Bad Halloween candy.
I can get behind the aroma. The
cat. I'm getting the cat piss.
Dirty diaper. Yeah.
Might have that. Oh yeah. It is. It is dirty. Now you got that in my head.
There you go. It's a little dirty diaper.
God. Now I got just called to say I love you stuck in my head. Fucking Brian.
You're welcome.
I just called to say I love fries.
I don't know about this, man.
Yeah.
It's not old. It doesn't taste old to me, though.
This tastes like tequila I've thrown up.
Bearded Brewer? Yeah. Do you remember your opinion of a couple days ago and your opinion now?
Seems like it's tamed just a skosh, but I still like it.
I think you know my taste in IPAs, so yeah, I'm digging it.
No, I was digging this the other day. I mean, it's more on the lemon grassy side than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of digging those IPAs right now. I had, Mikey, don't freak out on me.
Wow.
But I had a Nelson the other night, and I was kind of like, this is a good beer, but I kind of wish I was sharing it with somebody.
Snuggle buddy.
I kind of didn't want to drink
the whole girl.
I didn't want it. Yeah, that too. I kind of didn't want to drink the whole bottle myself. I mean, the Enjoy By, that's kind of, that IPA was more hitting the spot with me because it was more of a lemon grassy. And so I'd hate to say that my IPA palate is shifting because there's a lot of good IPAs out there, but maybe it's because.
Not so much on the grassy stuff.
So.
I could see. All right. Well, it's time. Bing. Cut. Drinking, what kind of beers have you been enjoying in the past week? I am Dorktown on Untappd, if you'd like to friend me.
No.
It's very likely I'll accept your friend request. Unless, once in a while, there'll be somebody that's never checked into a beer and then wants to be a friend. I'm like, who the hell? What?
A noob? You accept noobs? You know,
Well, why are you on here if you're not, like, what's going on?
Is there a minimum
level? Sounds shady to me, bro.
Is there a minimum level they have to check in before you accept their friends?
Yep. They gotta check into something, and it can't be Coors Light. It's gotta be Bud Light.
Did you really just say Bud Light?
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Bud Light. Let's see. I had a Nuck and Futz.
Oh, you asshole.
Oh, I Track 7. My sister bought one for us. Not for the show, for me.
I was going to bring that tonight.
Yeah. Oh, you should have brought it.
Was it good?
It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good beer.
I was going to bring that, but I know you guys had the peanut butter cup porter last week, so I didn't want to like double up on
that. Peanut butter cup porter, it tastes like a peanut Reese's, but this tastes like peanut butter, the Nuck and Futz. And it was nice. I would suggest it. I recommend the Nuck and Futz from Track 7 if you can get a hold of it. I had a Lost Coast Double IPA, another one that sister brought over. It's a nice Double IPA. There's nothing fancy about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hide the alcohol. It's like you're getting the exact alcohol percentage it says you're getting. I taste that exactly. It's just a solid double. Nothing wrong with it. An all day IPA from Founders because we're a Founders town now.
Yeah.
Nice. A nice session. Therapist. I had a therapist. Mm. That's all I needed for the night.
Are you trying to say the rapist?
The rapist. Or trick. 400 for buck.
You had a session?
Yeah. Triple IPA from Dust Bowl.
Yeah. A fresh batch?
I don't know.
My band is based out of like Turlock Modesto area, mm-hmm. and we got a growler of the therapist and drank that like in between sets show. Yeah,
that second set
was quite a bit different.
Second set, man.
Yeah, it was that's a good beer. I like that beer. I like Hops of Wrath and I like the therapist, but I don't like Son of Wrath all that much from Dust Bowl. Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah,
I wasn't a fan of Son of Wrath a lot. I've just had it once though, but
you can just see that you guys finishing that growler and you just put on sunglasses and be like, "Hey, buddy, we're gonna take it down a notch."
There was the episode of Family Guy where Peter and Lois think they're playing and they sound really good, and it's just literally just
I think that's like that. I also had from Coronado Brewing, a Bobblehead Red IPA at a Halloween party.
What?
With Hills Bills and Joshua Teehee.
Whoa. You were at an adult Halloween party? They brought that
in an adult Halloween party.
Good old
Josh.
Haven't
done that in probably 10 years.
Fres Liberties.
Yeah,
Fres Liberties. I've known Josh since he was in high school.
Oh, you know Teehee?
I knew Josh back when he was in Dr. Rocket and the Moon
Patrol. Oh, you do know.
Yeah.
Which was his early days.
Yeah, no, I've known Josh. Josh's brother Jason has bowled on a team with my dad since Jason was 17 years old, and Jason's like soon to be 40. So yeah, I've known them for a long time. I've known that family for a long time.
Dang. I've never met his brother. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. And
what she talks about.
Yeah,
right? Josh with the mustache, is that his brother?
it's like the Star Trek with the goatee. It's his evil twin.
Yeah.
I also had from Moylan's another triple. Hopsicle, Moylan's Hopsicle.
Ooh, yeah.
I put that down like a champ. No problems.
Growing down.
No issues in the morning. No problems at night. I didn't drunk text anybody. Nothing.
Hey, guys.
Check this out.
No cornhole picks.
Nope. Not this time. I was all good. So what were you guys caught drinking? Bearded Brewer.
So it was a simple week. I didn't go too crazy. It was a
simple week.
I hit the Fig Tree on Monday. I was holding out.
Ran into you.
I was holding out because Monday morning everybody posted that they were getting the homework series, and I was like, "Dude, I don't."
From Ballast Point homework series.
And I was like, "I don't want to go to Shields. I don't want to." everything was too far south. And then finally, right around dinner time, Fig Tree posted that they got the homework series. So I was like, all right. So I called in my order to Beer Rock Shop. And they're like, oh, it's going to be 10, 15 minutes. So I went to Fig Tree to go scan the beer aisle before I went to Beer Rock Shop. So I pull in. I go do my shopping. I pick up a Nelson. I saw they got that in. I pick up my homework series, just put everything in my trunk, close the trunk, sit down in the driver's seat, and a Toyota pulls up. And I look over, and it's Mikey. And he's just like, hey, I just got dinner from the Beer Rock Shop, and I'm in here to buy beer. And I was like, that's ironic, because I just ordered Beer Rock Shop, and I'm in here for beer. Whoa. So we had the same thing.
Fresno'd.
Yeah. But
it's what they do.
I always worry that I get into talkative modes and I get trapped there. So that's why I picked up the food after beer, because I was afraid I'd get trapped in there and then I'd get home to cold fries.
You get trapped in the Beer Rock Shop talking to old people?
No, trapped in the beer store.
Reggie Monday, Beer Rock Shop was out on Clinton in 99.
Well, the trick about...
Town ended there.
The trick about the Beer Rock Shop is if you call in your order, you get to go to the special register on the other side and you avoid the line.
I don't know nothing.
So they always have two registers. There's a black register on the right side that's like brand new. Mm-hmm. Then they use that old ass one by the soda machine.
Yeah.
But if you call in your order, you walk straight up to the black register and they ring you up and you're on your way. You don't have to stand in line. You have to avoid all the old people.
Pro tip.
But
see, I know I can order. I know I can call my order and I've done that before, but I usually don't because I just savor the time where I'm by myself for 5 minutes. So I avoid the call in. I enjoy just sitting there at the old people for a few minutes.
it's like, you know, the
would
wonder.
Would you like a butterscotch, son?
The wonder of going grocery shopping by yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in and out grocery shopping. Bam, bam, bam.
I know. I am too, but it's just for that like 5 minutes of not having a kid with you.
Yeah.
Not going, no, sit down in the cart. No, sit down. No, don't sit down.
Don't go into that Save Mart though for relaxation because it's filled with old people like staring at the product, and you're just like, "Can I just fucking get this right now? And can you get the fuck out of my way for 2 seconds? God damn it!"
Obstacles.
Yeah,
yeah. Speaking of Save Marts, I can't. There's an older cashier that works at the Hernan Marks one, and it's a halfway. That's that one.
That's a creepy Save Mart.
Yeah. So Bullard & West doesn't have the rotisserie chickens, but Hernan & Marks does.
Yeah.
But I found out that the cashier guy, for some reason, he must skip dinner. Because every time I go in there, he goes, oh, so you're having hot dogs for dinner today, huh? And I'm like, yeah, I am. Or he's being
don't judge me.
Or he's being like, you're buying a whole rotisserie chicken, huh? That sounds like a good idea. And I'm like, cool. Or be like, mac and cheese, huh? And I'm just like, and he's just like, yeah, I'm hungry. And I'm just like, I don't care. Don't comment about what I'm eating.
Shut up, man.
Yeah, just.
I was of utmost discretion when I was working at Vons. I didn't comment on shit.
Yeah.
You could have gotten a dildo and I would have been like, 10:25.
You could have gotten an English cucumber and a box of condoms and lube, and I would have been okay
with
that.
I wouldn't have said, oh, I'm having a party, huh?
Party thank for you. One, huh?
Thank you.
Nope, I just ring it up, give him my money, get on your way.
I don't know. I just feel weird about going to Hernan & Milburn. That store is just too ginormous. I feel like I get lost in
there. But beer, they have beer.
Yeah. But you got to watch out, man. They have like three different displays out of the cooler, and you know all that cooler stuff was in the display for 6 months and prior until they tear the display down. No, let's put it all in the cooler.
It's not selling. Move it out.
These
front.
Dumb shit beer geeks won't know.
So I'm just going back to, you know, partying by yourself tonight. Like all I could think of, there's this comedian I heard one time that was like, I was in a bookstore and I saw the saddest book ever. It was called Vegan Cooking for One. She's like, no meat, no friends. What's the point? What's the point?
Vegan Cooking for One.
Brian, were you drinking anything past recently of interest, of interesting things?
I think all of his are new to us.
I know.
Well,
everything you say is new to us.
Let me look back at, well, I mean, the Oklahoma beers, but that's not this week. But Let me see. Let me look back.
Something we haven't mentioned. We'd like to hear exotic new beers like Oklahoma, Nebraska. There wasn't even Nebraska brewing out there.
Not that I encountered.
I've always wanted to have a Nebraska brewing.
Marshall Brewing. That's another one out of Oklahoma. I had This Machine IPA, which is a Belgian style IPA.
This Machine.
Yeah, This Machine IPA.
Interesting name.
The Atlas IPA from Marshall. Let me see what else.
Marshall Brewing. I've not heard of them. Does Marshall Brewing? Were you having it on draft or in
draft?
Bottles?
Yeah, I had.
Do you think they have bottles?
I take that back. The This Machine was actually out of a bottle, but that was the Belgian style IPA. And then I obviously Prairie Bomb. I had the Euroboros from Anthem.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Euroboros.
Euroboros.
Is something hanging
out? I'm Euroboros. Euroboros.
Euroboros is hanging out, bro.
Hey, man. Hey. I could see your epidermis. It's really sad because I can't even remember what style that was. Like, I don't know. Anthem, for the most part, was pretty unamazing. In the last week, I had a born yesterday.
Ooh, controversial. Whoa.
I've never
had that.
What is this? What is born yesterday that you speak of?
I don't know what that is.
We even got a compliment from Mr. Tim Decker.
Hey, so. Cheers to Tim Decker. Tim Decker's awesome.
And then,
I mean, if I'm sorry I didn't have that born yesterday last week.
Yeah.
Sorry I didn't drink it.
Thanks for bringing it.
But you did.
Thank you
did,
for bringing it. I don't know what you're talking about.
We didn't try.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mike, edit this part out. That was a message to the editor.
I also had something that was recommended to me, and it was okay. Was a Sunny Days by Barrel House.
Uh-huh.
Heard the name.
Yeah, I've seen it everywhere. I almost got it the other day, too.
The Sunny Days.
Clementine Wheat Ale.
Yeah, that wheat.
Yeah.
I don't have as big a problem as I do with Belgians, but that wheat, man.
Yeah. And then
Sundays makes me feel fine.
Toaster pastry,
a summer breeze.
It's another Lagunitas beer. It's brown sugar season. So I have one of those.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
I don't know anything about Heineken beers. I don't know
who
Lagunesia.
I opened.
I have Lagunesia. I don't remember. Dude. I have Lagunesia.
I opened one of my Helderados.
Ooh.
This last week.
Do you feel trendy?
No, I don't. I never feel trendy. I had the
hipster.
I had the Hoppy Birthday Alpine Green Flash Hoppy Birthday, which I never had Hoppy Birthday before Green Flash, so I really don't know if there's any difference.
Before Alpine hit puberty and it became Green Flash.
I've had Nelson Nelson.
BGF.
I've had Nelson Nelson, yeah.
And I've had Alpine Duet. I've had Duet. But Hoppy Birthday, the first time I had it was at the Libertine. So I don't know if that was a Green Flash keg or not. Could have been. Anyways, as you were.
What if I'm up in Alpine and I buy a Green Flash Alpine? From Alpine Brewing, Green Flash. What's that?
So they're saying that they're saying even at the Alpine Brewery, they're still going to use Green Flash bottles. That's something I heard. So they're going to make it completely blurred that you don't know what you're getting from.
You don't
where.
Know what's going on, man.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
You ever heard that, or at least they're. Huh? And they're going to run out of that green.
Right. Sir,
or they're going to run out of the Green Flash bottles, and then they're going to put them back into the Alpine bottles. But they're not going to acknowledge. You're not going to know the bottle at some point. Yeah, at some point they're going to be. You're not going to know whether this is an Alpine Duet or a Green Flash Alpine Duet.
Only
Mike
will know. I would imagine if they sold Alpine bottles at Alpine that there'd be an influx of people that would go there and buy it out. And to replace that stock, if they're between batches, that they'd put Green Flash ones there. Mm-hmm. And so then you would be defeating the purpose. That's the only way where I would see that it would get blurred. You know.
Yeah.
Like this. If you can see my hands, you can see how they're intertwining.
Beardiver's hands. Yeah, it's like very blurry.
Intertangled, blurred.
So, one more thing before we get off of Bangkok drinking. I guess I'm the only one that went to Suds, huh? Well, other than Matt, I actually saw you.
You went to a beer event.
I saw you walking past when we were eating at Los Ponchos. Yep. I saw you walking past.
No, I showed up there before it opened, and there
the
was
things
like...
you see while eating at Los Ponchos.
Yeah. Hooker, I mean,
hey, that's
hooker,
Matt.
Hooker, a dude with a beard. Hooker,
a hooker with a beard.
Yeah. A bearded hooker.
Yeah.
Bearded hooker.
Hooker. I'm taking that on Instagram.
Yeah.
There were a lot of beers that I mean, obviously there's a ton of beers out at Suds in the City, but the two beers that really stuck with me were, Track 7 had a blood orange IPA called Blood Transfusion.
Adrian was there.
And then Southgate Brewing had a blood orange IPA the blood orange IPA, I attempted to check into it on Untappd, and, Rick, mm-hmm. was like, I go, dude, what's the name of this? Like, how can I find it on Untappd? He goes, I don't know. And I just went, I was like, no, I really want to give you guys like a 5-star. This is really good.
Yeah, Rick's a brewer, so.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't know, whatever.
Brewers
like,
don't social.
Yeah.
Get off your damn phone.
Son. Yeah. And
drink
so.
Drink my beer and get off your phone.
The blood orange IPA, the blood transfusion from Track 7 was like, it was a much more understated sort of orange, as where the Southgate, it was like, the aroma and the initial first taste was like eating like the candy orange slices.
Wow.
But it had this nice sort of citra top type of thing to it.
Did you have the Santa Adarius? I heard that booth was there.
No, I did not.
Ooh.
Rookie move.
Rook.
So Santa Adarius only poured after a certain time as well.
Yes,
missed it.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's only
it's
we only pour it.
I had 2 p.m. I had Lost Abbey Angel Share though.
Yeah.
Angel Share.
Ah.
That was an interesting festival. Tasty. A lot of good things happened. Mm-hmm. He was right. I did show up before the beer garden opened, but there were just way too many people like
industry.
They're just like, dude, we need to get you drunk. And I was just like, no. I'm like, I know there's good beer here. Mm-hmm. I cannot get wasted. So I had to have zero beer and I had to leave before the gates opened.
I'm having zero beer.
Firestone Walker had Tsukaba out there.
Yeah.
Tsukaba.
Yeah.
Everybody was asked to bring a normal beer and a specialty.
Right.
So that was the difference of that. And you could bring as many beers as you want. You didn't have to only bring 2. But that was the number one thing I heard from that day was the blood orange off. Mm-hmm. Track 7 and 7.
Blood orange off.
Neither of them planned to bring blood orange and to have a blood orange off, but it was. That's what happened.
Like, yeah. But track 7, like, someone's like, hey, Gear Southgate's bringing the blood orange. What? Fuck that. We're bringing our blood orange.
Southgate had some sort of
blood
like,
orange off.
Some like pecan brown ale or something like
that.
Yeah,
they won an award for that.
My wife and then a couple other people that we were there with, or that we were at this specifically the Southgate booth with, we're like, oh my gosh, it tastes like, it's almost like a maple syrup. It tastes like almost like the butter pecan syrup from IHOP. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Sounds yeah. They're like pecan brown. On your pancakes. Insane. Pancakes. I mean, they have good food and good brewery. So, I mean, they're an all round package.
I saw Rick at Tioga. I don't know. It was a couple months ago. And it was when he came down to visit, and I told him, I was like, man, I was like, you know, I've had the sawtooth and I really like it. I've really been wanting to come up. And Mike Cruz was standing right there. He goes, yeah, a lot of people have been meaning to come up for a while. And he looked at Mike and Mike was like, sorry.
Has Mike not been up the Southgate?
He hasn't.
What?
Yeah.
That is sacrilegious, sir.
So, I mean, that was a proper grilling because every single time that I get a text message, because like we'll have, I'm not trying to call him out. He is a very cool guy, but there once in a while, I mean, he's married. He likes beer. He likes places that are friendly with dogs, and his dog's even named Sante.
Yeah.
And so he'd be like, hey guys, I'm going to be late today. And somebody's like, I saw a post. He's at Sante Adair's Brewing. So, you know,
he's on the coast.
Yeah.
He's going to be real late.
And so when somebody like Rick's like, you haven't been to my brewery, mother effer. Yeah. It's kind of like, ooh, burn.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, Nick.
Hello.
What have you been drinking, dude?
Beer.
All right. Well, Nick's been drinking beer.
Yeah.
Was it flavored with anything?
Flavored with foam and CO2.
Foam flavor.
Yeah.
Carbonated foam.
Just some stone coffee milk stout. A little bit of that.
Yeah.
It's a neat thing when you go to your, I won't say favorite. It's a neat thing when you go to a hamburger place and they have House of Pendragon on tap.
Eureka Burger?
Eureka Burger.
Nice. They had it again, huh?
Yeah, they had the Double Dragon.
Oh, man. Ooh, flowing. Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
I haven't been to Eureka Burger in a couple of years, man. I miss that place. I used to go there quite a bit.
I did, too, when back when steel a glass was a thing. My cupboards are full of stolen glasses, so I no longer need to go.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was neat to see they had at least two or three House of Pendragon beers on the rotating handles.
It's good, too.
Yeah. I think they're kind of cleaning up their beer, getting back to being more crafty.
Yeah.
More craft beer, hardcore craft beer.
Mm-hmm. That was where I used to go to get, before it got like heavy distribution in bottles in this area, that's where I used to go to get the Stone Sublimely Self-Righteous.
Yep.
That was my beer of choice every time I went to Eureka. Because my band would play every once in a while at Ty Palms.
Oh, yeah.
Like right across that little walkway from Eureka Burger.
The only thing splitting them was that patio.
Yeah. Ty Palms didn't have the greatest selection. I mean, I would usually have like a
lots
like
of
a
warm whiskey.
Well, that yeah, but I would usually have like a General Sherman when I played or whatever. But we would get dinner before the show had started or whatever, and so we'd go over to Eureka Burger and I'd always get the Sublime and Self-Righteous, which I guess. Yeah, Stone's going to be doing the Enjoy by Black IPA.
I know,
looking out for which I'm excited for that. Wait, we gotta wait for the looking out.
I didn't have it in there. I keep forgetting to put it in there. So good, that's good you mentioned that.
No, so Sublimely Self-Righteous was the first Black IPA I ever had, and I think it's still like I think it's definitely like up there as far as my favorites of the Black IPAs that I've had.
Very nice.
So. I'm really looking forward to the Stone Enjoy by Black IPA.
Was that? Did you have any more, Nick?
What
that you've been drinking?
Oh, just my monthly ration of Modern Times from World Market.
Oh,
picked up a 4-pack.
Our one source of Modern Times right now.
Picked up some Blazing World, and it's still delicious. Although,
delicious.
Man, I tried to drink it out of the can and I couldn't do it.
Oh, he wanted
I had to go grab a glass halfway through. I was like, this is not working.
Were you want to experiment or was you you're just like, well, I don't want to go get a glass.
Yeah. Like
it's after, a whole thing.
I guess after the heady experience, drink straight from the can.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll give this can thing a try again. And just halfway through, I was over it.
Over it.
Tasted much better after that.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, does anybody know, is World Market just completely like, is it just stripped bare of it now?
You know what? This time nobody posted it. Like I just,
really?
I just stopped in thinking, let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
And they just, they're having a sale that weekend. It was 10 or 20% off craft beer. So I figured if anything, I'll get a sale on something I like. And they happen to have a shelf full of it. So
I'm no longer a member of any of the local craft beer groups.
Did you
get booted?
No, I left voluntarily because of people giving other people grief over, that place doesn't have any whales. I'm not going there. Like that sort of like mindset.
Yeah.
Hey man, sorry, man.
I gotta get my whales.
Got my whales, bro.
Yeah.
No whales, and it was, no service.
It was always like people that I thought were like, you know, like nice people that were just getting grilled by these people on these craft beer groups. Yeah. And I'm like, this person said something very innocent and you're just going to rake them over the coals and like.
Rake him. I know more than that guy. Yeah, rake him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That guy knows less about beer than me. Rake him.
I pay attention to the pages just simply because. When somebody brings a person's persona to my attention, I I can just go, no, that person complains about anything.
Right.
And I can just go, dismiss that. Peanuts, sand, whatever you want to call it. That's why I pay attention to things.
All right.
I try to be, you know, courteous to those that are good.
Try to be a good person. It's hard out there.
Hard out there for a pimp.
That was
as
tough.
A matter of fact,
it's hard to open things as well.
I love gold.
Well, Diamond wanted us to do it, so we're doing it. Bell's 30th anniversary Imperial Stout, and there is much rejoicing.
My first Bell's beer ever is right here on the podcast.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that thing's pouring so smooth it doesn't make a sound.
Matt's on his phone. Mike, it is soundless. Can't open the beer.
Soundless beer.
What?
This is a Bell's 30th anniversary. You should be excited.
They're as old as
you
I am.
You stout people. Yeah.
It's younger than, I was going to say it's younger than I am.
It's
I'll be 32 next month.
So this beer is 2 years older than me?
In a
couple or the brewing
years.
Company. Which way was it?
The brewing company.
Bell's from Yorktown?
Bell's.
Yeah.
Those Bells.
You know, I thought like Bells would be pretty happy that there's a brewing company named after him, but he's just like, but do they make good beer? And I'm just like, sorry, Bells.
Do they respect my name?
Speaking of viscous. Wow. That's a.
It is. Yep. I'm pretty sure I could put this in my lawnmower and it would be lubed.
That's what she said.
I'm going to put this in your lawnmower.
I like it.
You have to try the beer first.
No, I did.
It is stout season.
Mm.
I like to think November 5th is the stout solstice for the year.
When's the stout equinox?
Ooh, the longest stout day?
The longest stout day of the year.
Black Friday.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense because, you know, it's Black Friday.
Yeah. You have to endure hordes of jackasses trying to get a $12 television.
Hey, I need that TV.
You're talking about you have to taste it first. There's this liquor store in Selma that had some sort of like, I don't know, some sort of like Eastern Bloc European beer called like Werewolf.
Nice.
And it had like two or three different alcohol levels that you could get of this Werewolf. And the slogan...
That's actually kind of brilliant.
The slogan...
Like, what alcohol level do you want this beer at?
The slogan for all of them, though, and it's you know, I'm sure a little something's lost in the translation, but it was, you must be sure you want to taste it.
I want to taste it.
Like, no, like, and as I read that, I read it in that voice. You must be sure you want to taste it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are familiar with this accent.
So, stout boy.
Stout boy,
what do you think?
Yes.
30th IPA. Bell's 30th anniversary.
How can I help you, IPA Baby Jesus?
IPA Baby Jesus, please let my family be happy tonight.
Which works because you like sessions. So, like the Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Little 6-pound, 8-ounce. And even said your first word, Baby Jesus.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
What are you thinking about this?
Sad it's only 12 ounces.
Oh.
There is not much wrong with this.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that is really good.
Straightforward.
Thanks, there's friends.
There's no chili. There's no...
Podcast?
There's no coffee. There's no over chocolate. There's no blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's no plums. I don't feel like I'm going to go poop after this. It's just a straightforward, beautiful beer.
Mm-hmm. Cuts like a knife.
Mm.
And at 11% as well.
Wow, that is hidden.
Yeah.
Winter warmer.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That is very good.
There we go. Some beers to look out for.
Looking out for.
So now we have Founders in town.
Blah, blah, blah.
We hope Modern Times is around the corner. So, and we've discovered that it Great Divine or Noble Ale Works are now the ones we're looking out for to come to town. That's something possible. There's one that's hit town. I haven't tried it yet. Green Flash's Seagal Ranch. I assume it's a Steven Seagal beer. It's a session IPA. It's a 4.5. It's in their Hop Odyssey series. It's got Tomahawk, Centennial, and Cascade in it. So I've been seeing some decent reviews, so I might have to pick one of those up here. Modern Times Mixed 20 packs have returned for you Modern Times town areas. It's got Lomaland, Fortune Islands, Black House, Blazing World. So sounds like a decent variety pack, huh?
I've only had two of those. So,
and also in the Modern Times, Monsters Park, new re-released.
Re-release.
This month. So, you know.
Looking out for that.
I've never had a Monsters Park from them.
I dig that over the
Mega 12%. Black House. Oh, better than Mega, huh?
Yeah.
Drake's Jolly Roger, that one's back.
Ooh, what is it this year, did they say?
It's Imperial Coffee Porter.
Oh, that's what it was last year.
Yeah. Did they change it up?
I didn't know if they changed it.
They used to, because in the past it was a barley wine.
Oh. Well,
I've only had the two different versions, the coffee porter and the barley wine.
All right. Well, it's back.
It's back.
Look out for it, bro. Anderson Valley has, I'm not personally looking out for this, but a briny melon. It's a goose. Yeah. It's a sour wheat melon goose.
I heard about this.
I don't think I'm down with that. Yeah. Anything you think you or we should be looking out for?
Hell, you guys? Yeah. How about some Ale Smith?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Ale Smith.
So the one they like to tweak on is the Speedway Stout.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think this is being released as a part of San Diego Beer Week. Hopefully it goes beyond that because they are releasing... My phone just fucked it all
up. It's not the poop coffee Ale Smith, is it?
Poop coffee. How'd you know?
The McKellar...
No.
The McKellar Ale Smith Kappa, whatever that type of coffee is that... It's poop coffee.
Oh, where the monkeys eat the beans.
Yeah, and they poop them out. Yeah.
No. This is a barrel-aged Speedway Stout and a Hawaiian Speedway Stout.
Hmm.
And the Hawaiian is not pineapple, but Hawaiian coffee. Imported from the Hawaiian Islands. So two variations on the Speedway Stout.
Nice.
Coming out, going to hit. When San Diego Beer Week hits next.
Ale Smith, could you maybe send us up something?
Send it up here, see?
See? Send us a beer, see? What else? What else should we look out for?
I'm looking out for, in my world, I would love to see the new Star Wars. I'd love to see Chewie drinking.
I'm interested.
Love to see Chewie drinking a grapefruit sculpin. Like just a little Easter egg to let you know that. Craft beer and Star Wars have arrived.
Yeah.
It's like Silicon Valley meets Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to be in a cantina.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking like, something blue.
Any requests for next song? Play the same song. Okay, same song.
What? Anything you're looking out for, Ryan?
Not really.
Is there a whale? Well, since you do, we don't know your whale. So what beer out there that you want to have, you've never had? What big, popular beer geek beer that you've never had before you really want to try?
There's quite a few. Like, because I'm three. I'm not a big whale chaser. So,
Don't go chasing whales.
Exactly.
Stick to the local breweries that you blah 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 used to.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Like I said, no, I'm one of
You've had all the Russian rivers.
I've had quite a few, yeah, of the Russian rivers.
You have a lot of the San Diego stuff.
For the most part,
Have you had a Heady Topper?
I have not had
a head stomper. Oh, because we've had it.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. But so you can over. Like, you can want it if you want.
No, like, yeah, I've heard, you know, like that sort of heady topper, daisy cutter.
We've had it.
Had it. Actually, I've been wanting to try zombie dust.
Had it.
I had, I've already had Dark Lord.
So had it.
Oh, no, we have it in the fridge.
Yeah, I had.
I mean, we don't have it in there.
I had a what? Yeah. I had a 2010 Dark Lord in 2011, and it was it was quite tasty. But I heard
that was the year to have it. If you're gonna have a 2010 Dark Lord, have it in 2011. Otherwise, just forget it.
That's right.
Just pour it out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Word. Yep. Shelf turd.
Shelf turd. You're having that now. Why don't you go back to the future and have it in 2011? Because that's only that. You know, it's good.
You better build a time machine.
Anything you're looking out for, Bitter Brewer?
Nope.
Are you texting Greg Cook right now?
Yes.
All right.
One thing that I really wish that Fresno would get is Tahoe Mountain Brewing. I'm a fan of them.
There's like 14 Tahoe brewings.
I know. Which Tahoe one is that one?
Whatever the next beer I'm looking out for will find me. That's what I know happen.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I don't have that kind of status.
Oh. I don't either. I'm the furthest thing from it. I don't even have a podcast. So, well, you know.
Speaking of looking out.
Seven.
Yeah. Speaking of, there's no gatekeeper for getting a podcast. So you can have as many as you want. Nobody's going to stop you. Looking out for a brewery for a long time for me has been New Jersey's Carton Brewing, or at least for a couple of years. I'm going to say a long time. They haven't been around that long. Carton Brewing. And look at what has somehow happened to come on the show.
How did that happen?
A bearded brewer via Mike Sardina has acquired us. A Carton Brewing. Is this Mike Sardina? Mike Cruz.
There you go.
One of the Mikes.
You cut yourself.
People named Mike are awesome.
Mike, Kevin, in the brewing industry is just...
We're all over the place.
Mike's and Kevin's.
When we go to a restaurant and put our names in, I don't use Mike. Because I know there's already a mic already in there. So I use like Becky's maiden name for the name.
that's like Cokes in the Cokes or Koch's in the brewing industry.
That's it's with
the
all same the deal. Coach Koch's in there. What the hell's going on? So Carton Brewing out of New Jersey. This is their 077XX East Coast Double India Pale. 7.8%.
That's like the... To me, that's like from...
Oh, get it. Damn it, dude. All freaking show long.
I love gold!
And this is exciting for me. Nobody else is excited, but I don't care. I don't care about everybody else.
What is this junk you're pawning off on?
I'm excited to try it.
All right, yay!
Yeah, there we go.
The brothers are off the show. Get more excited or you're off the show.
Woo.
I heard an IPA in that sort of sweet spot of ABV that I like. So
you like the
that's sort of like six to eight.
My skull, dude.
You hear that sound?
7.8%, 80 IBU, 5 on the SRM scale.
Oh yes, a good 5.
Carton Brewing. Here we go. Our last beer of the show of this week's episode. Before we get into cheers, dun, 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 dun. Cheers to Mark Barber at Mark_Barbs on Twitters.
Nice.
Cheers to SD Beard Talk. They had a show where they drank all the Tioga.
That
Greg got when he was up here. Look for episode 37. And they had a couple brewers in there. They didn't hold punches.
Nope.
They went real, and apparently Tioga is a stout brewer.
I always thought so.
So I never thought of Tioga as when I think Tioga, I think General Sherman variants.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they were like, no, Tioga is a stout brewer.
Yeah, Sugar Pine, Rush Hour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So stout and porters. So it's fun to hear, you know.
Yeah, somebody, not us talking about
Tioga. You know, I know Beer with Friends have done it too. So it's been because of us.
Ah.
People are enjoying Tioga throughout the country.
Fist in the air.
Yay, us. Cheers to Reggie559, Joe Stancer, Darren Kennedy, Eric Chase, and Dylan. Chalowini.
Oh. Different one.
Yeah, no, same one.
Same one.
Same one. Any cheers you guys have?
Just again, cheers to SD Beer Talk, Sore Eye Suds, KMG. She's a Instagrammer.
All right.
And I think she's local.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She is local. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen her out at Tioga a few times. Yeah.
She does exist.
Yeah.
Name of the episode, Robruto.
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 Robruto. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Stay after Robruto. Oh. So, yeah. How's this Carton Brewing doing for you?
I'm digging it. I like it.
Hard to believe it's an East Coast.
I know, yeah, man.
No, it's
nice.
Right? Nice.
It is a nice double, man.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm very happy to not be disappointed by Carton. I was looking out for them, and now I'm like, all right. Good job, Carton.
Good job, Carton.
I will accept more Carton beer for the show. Cheers, Bitterbrewer? Did you get your cheers? Or am I just drunk?
I didn't have any. You guys cut me off and been caught drinking. I don't have any cheers. I'm done.
Oh, you got more been caught?
No, it's cool.
I don't know what happened, dude. Hey, man.
You're just like, okay, so we're done with the big story. Next.
Big story. I don't know, dude. I've been drinking for a couple hours now. Happened? I'm not conducting the show properly.
Aggravane, Double Dragon, Dark Magic, Pendragon, Halloween. Loved it. 10:31:15 and Mocha. Midnight, those all happen Halloween night.
Well, how are you having all this Pendragon on Halloween night?
So Tioga closed at 7 o'clock because it was a slow day.
Yeah.
And that was planned. And Pendragon's like, cool, we're going to have Halloween celebrations. And we went there and it was relatively slow, but they stayed open till midnight. So I was fucking drinking at House of Pendragon till midnight on Halloween.
Nice.
By the way, my two favorite House of Pendragon beers are Aggravane and Dragon Juice.
Dragon juice is good.
Yeah, that Aggravane, like, you know, Lancelot's good and all, but yeah, that Aggravane Amber.
What?
I think about it. I think
Lancelot,
about it.
Lancelot, dude. Lancelot's a jam.
Lampelot.
Lampelot. All right.
I did have the Double Dragon out at Suds, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty tasty.
Yes.
Dark Magic was actually the first beer I had from them at Suds 2 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know, still Brofest?
That was their, yes.
2 years ago was the first Fulton Mall.
It was Fulton Mall, but it was
still cutting down on the bros.
It was rough. It was, well,
this bro scene's rough, bro.
Well, no, and they gave you pint glasses, and like halfway through the night, all the booths were like, yeah, I know they said 6 ounce pours, but. And it was like, uh-oh, they were giving you full pint pours.
Getting bro-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting rammy.
Getting rammy.
All right. Well, and make sure to cheers our patrons.
Of course.
Which I'm trying to figure out a name for, you know, like, you know, everybody has like their name. Like, the Brewing Network has BNN Army or what. Like,
we call them Hot Tub?
Yeah, trying to think of names for our listeners, and nobody gives a shit.
Nobody
so
gives. You're just no perfect.
Non-shit givers.
Perfect. Gold circle. Ooh.
The gold members.
Gold. So thank you to our patrons. If you'd like to donate to the show and help us buy more beer, you go to patreon.com/perfectpour. The ghetto bird is watching the show. It's telling us we're running over on time.
Oh, yeah.
Or perfectpourpod.com if you want to just find out all the information you need. Anything more you'd like to add this week, boys?
Nope.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Burn this mother to the ground.
Thank you for being on, Brian. You've been listening to The Bourbon Pour. Enjoy your week of craft beer and join us again next Friday for more beer.
More of this.
Sunburns, play music that plays us out that we can all go play out. Wow. That was a 2-hour show.
Damn it.